And a very good morning. It's knockon.ie's news update for Wednesday, August 5th. Not a whole lot of news on the rugby scene from a Connacht point of view. We have been updating you with whatever little snippets we get on Twitter for the last couple of weeks, and we'll have more news on signings for Galwegians in the coming 24 hours. We've just got word of another additional signing to the Mark Butler, which we announced last week. That's, of course, the Sligo-born fullback who has joined from UL Bohemians to join up with Galwegians in Division 1B for next season. Buccaneers, of course, are also in Division 1B, and we'll be updating with you on news from them and Division 2 Corinthians and Connemara as well over the coming days and weeks. In the Magners League news, the betting has been released from Paddy Power for the new season. Munster are the 15-8 favourites to win the grand final. Of course, this year's Magners League will have playoffs at the end of the season, semi-finals and finals for the top four. Munster are also favourites to finish top of the table, 9-4 to do that. Those of you wondering about Connacht, well, sure enough, there are 500-1 outsiders for the title and also 500-1 outsiders to finish top of the table at the end of the regular season. Not surprising, the nearest two Connacht are the Dragons, who are 80-1. And it really does reflect where Connacht are in terms of competing at this level, according to the bookies anyways. Connacht's opponents in the European Challenge Cup this year will be Montpellier, Madrid and, of course, Worcester Warriors. Well, the fixtures are out and Connacht will be playing Montpellier away in those first round of games after the opening game at home to Madrid. Montpellier kick off their rugby season in just a week's time on Saturday the 15th of August. Very early start for the French Top 14 Championship. They take on Brive. A few changes, obviously, to the top 14 teams this season, with a couple of sides relegated last year. Dax, Connacht's opponents in the European Challenge Cup, and Montemarzan went down. Albi got up along with Racing Metro, the new second club from Paris, and a lot of people will be watching them closely as they've signed Chabal among a number of other stars, and they're hoping to really make an impact in the top tier this season. We'll be following the progress of Montpellier, Madrid and, of course, Worcester as the months progress in the lead-up to the first round of group games in the Challenge Cup. But that's it for Connacht news for now. We'll have more on that as the weekend progresses. Just to say, to note that we have reports on the website, of course, on the IRFU end-of-season review, which really did have some interesting references to Connacht and head-scratching issues for sure. So have a read of that. That's on knockon.ie. That's it for today. More updates to come during the day in terms of news on the site, and we'll be back with our audio news tomorrow morning.